All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about one-hit wonders that you remember that you might have enjoyed secretly in the closet of your home. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. The one-hit wonder list is almost endless. Tanner, you've got the list in there. Just whatever you've got up right now, let her rip. Let her rip. Oh, this is awesome.
Danger in the shape of something wild. Stranger dressed in black, she's a hungry child. No one knows who she is.
Hot child in the city. This was Nick Gilder. Nick Gilder? Okay. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Oh, we've got a whole list of our own, but you guys are also coming through loud and clear. Here's Bill in Orchard Park. One-hit wonder that you might have secretly liked, although you'd never admit it publicly, except you're doing it on the radio right now.
This is one that I didn't particularly like. My grandparents used to take me bowling to Leisureland in Hamburg, and I could still remember coming back one time and feeling sick to my stomach. And this song came on the radio. It had been playing a lot during that time frame. And it was Brand New Key by Melanie.
Oh, absolutely. Melanie Safka. Melanie Safka. You know, Melanie, okay, true story. Melanie actually recorded an album in Buffalo during one of our blizzards in the 1980s. And we were basically trapped at the Holiday Inn at that point on Delaware Avenue in Buffalo. And I sat with Melanie at the bar for many a night and got her on the show.
Wow, I didn't know that. Do you have the song handy at all?
Brand New Key by Melanie. I'm pretty sure that Tanner has it ready. Tanner, would you like to do the honors and press the button for Melanie, Brand New Key? She flew to England, by the way, with Jimi Hendrix sat next to him, in case you didn't know that.
Oh, there it is.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well,
go.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Ah, yes, Melanie.
I think that we should get to
Bill, does that bring back memories of your grandparents and bowling at Leisureland, which was where everybody's grandparents went?
Yes, it does. And I actually, when you do the joke show, I have a good little joke that it just reminded me of.
Well, when we do the joke show, it'll be very welcome. Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Melanie, Brand New Key. I'd forgotten about that one. Let's go to Jack. Is Jack on or is Jack? No, oh, here he is. Jack in Buffalo. You're on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome.
I'm not Jack OFF, but I am Jack.
Well,
yeah.
No, because like, you're on. You, of course, you're not off because you're on the radio right now.
Thank you, Tom. The other one I liked was Calabrese Stole My Thunder with Spirit. I love that song. You know,
I'm sorry, I'm totally lost. What song? And Calabrese
Spirit.
But when has the name Calabrese come up today on the show?
No, the group Spirit got the light on you, babe. And Calabrese has that as his beginning intro.
Oh, okay, when he's on with David. Okay, now I'm getting the picture.
Yeah.
Now things are clearing up a little bit through the fog. Do you have that ready? Tanner, do you have that one ready? Is this what you're talking about there, Jack?
Let me hear.
Is this it?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm glad I could make your day.
This is the original. I asked for... No, this is a... what do you call it?
You're going to have to help me. I'm not... This one I'm not familiar with.
Marmalade. This is Marmalade.
Okay, so Tanner has
you got
that.
You gotta know that song.
Dude, the only Marmalade I know is Lady Marmalade. That's the only one I know that refers to any kind of...
This is Marmalade was a group from the, I think from maybe Scotland or England.
I'm not familiar with them, but let's hear the song and see.
Oh, my God. They had...
Dude, I'm sorry. I can't be familiar with everything. What do you want me to do? You familiar with Richard II? I mean, come on. We going to let this roll or not? Of people in trouble. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
This song, Jack, was very heavily influenced, I think, by A, the Moody Blues, and B, Buffalo Springfield.
Probably, and I was a big Buffalo Springfield fan, big time.
Yeah,
and,
Yeah, I've heard that song. I couldn't place it based on the available data, but once I've heard it, yeah, I've definitely heard it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I appreciate it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's a one-hit wonder. I mean, there's so many one-hit wonders. You can't possibly know every song in every band. Like,
I'll tell you what. I think I have four albums at home that I bought at, believe it or not, the sample shop used to have a record store next door.
Yep. Cabbages.
And I used to walk up there, and I'd get records all the time, or I'd order them. And every vinyl I ever bought was through the record store.
Wow, good stuff.
It was mostly 45s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jack, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yes, the 45 RPM, those were the little records that you had to put the little thing in the middle of it, and then not to be confused with the 33 and a third album. One-hit wonders that have stuck with you all these years. Tanner, let another one rip. Oh! All right, can you name the artist? Without looking it up. Don't Shazam this. She crawled in and took control. This is so bad, it's good. She was tired, cause her mind was a dragon. I said, get some sleep and dream of rock and roll. Okay, here's where it gets funky here. It was like a picture, she was laying there. Moonlight dancing off her head. She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. Problem is, the Chevy van on the outside had a sign that said free puppies and candy. I don't think they ever explored that in that particular piece of music. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. One-hit wonder songs that, for whatever reason, have stayed with you. And I got to send that one out to, is it Brother James or is it Brian Burhalter? One of those guys does this song, and every time they do it, I think to myself at the first chords, no, don't do it. And then by the end, I'm like, could you do that again, maybe? That's a one-hit wonder, man. Here's Darren in West Seneca. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
You know how when the president walks into the room, they play Hail to the Chief?
Yes, sir.
So my vision is when you walked into a room, Right Said Fred came on full blast, I'm Too Sexy.
Right Said Fred, a classic definition of a one-hit wonder.
Oh, my God, it's horrible.
Thank you for equating me with horrible, by the way. I appreciate that.
No, just the song, not you. But I picture you with that mesh shirt, you know.
I'm glad I'm in your spank bank.
The crowd with the drink on top, you know.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was a huge hit.
It was.
Too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan.
All right, that's enough of Right Said Fred. Whatever happened to Right Said Fred? Darren, great add to the show, man. I appreciate it. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure talking to you.
No, my pleasure. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I love this topic. Seriously, I could do this for 4 straight hours. But the only thing is, just remember, in all seriousness, I don't know every song that was recorded by every single group. I just don't. So there might be some things you mentioned that I've never heard before, like the one, you know, with the started off kind of sounded like Joe Walsh, and then it kind of went into a Jimi Hendrix thing, and then a Dave Gilmore thing. I'm not even sure what that was. The one I just asked you to pull out, Tanner Saunders, by the way, you're doing a great job. You are doing like 15 jobs in the next room, and you are appreciated. You are loved. But let's have the one that I just called for off air. One Hit Wonder. From Ohio, I believe. You gotta make like you wanna deal and pray. This is an awesome song. One Hit Wonder or not. And then a little bit of soul will come your way. All right. Music Explosion. Anybody remember that one? That song actually came on the radio at a very special moment for me. I was having a really down time maybe 30 years ago, and it came on the radio, maybe 40 years ago, and it came on the radio. I'm like, wow, that's really good. Tanner, the next one that I had mentioned, Let That One Rip. Oh! One Hit Wonder. This is outstanding. One of the best songs ever. The first punk song. This is an awesome song. You're way on top now. I'm not afraid to tell you I love this song. You're always laughing, way down at me. Yeah. But watch out now. Hey, look it up online. This is widely considered the first punk rock song in musical history. Yeah, or one of the first. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. One Hit Wonders. Here is Charlie in Springville. Charlie, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Naturally.
Okay, a song that came to my mind is a song from a group out of Toronto, the five-man electrical band, and they had the one-hit wonder. It was called Signs.
Okay, I know I've heard the song. I can't quite hum it, and I can't quite place it. When you started talking about a one-hit wonder out of Canada, I thought it might be The Kings and Switch Into Glide. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Nothing Matters But the Weekend from a Tuesday Point of View. Okay, can we have that one? Tanner, can we have that by request? Oh, a little Steve Winwood ripoff here. That's not bad. The sign said, long-haired, freaky people. Yeah, of course. Of course. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. You know, Charlie, I got to tell you, I've heard this a million times. I've heard this song a million times, and I could never have told you the name of it. It's just one of those songs that plays, you know it, and I didn't know it by name, and the band was Whom?
Five-man electrical band, and I believe they were out of Toronto at the time.
Wow. Yeah, that's really wild because that's one of those songs. I think like a lot of the songs we've been playing today, where you know you've heard it and you've heard it a lot, but you can't quite place it. There's only been two songs that have thrown me so far today, but that's a great song, Charlie. One hit wonder, but a very powerful one hit wonder, like 98 Tears.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate it. So are you guys having fun with this? Because I sure as heck am. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we become serious again. And we're going to talk with the people from the SPCA about what we talked about yesterday as far as these kill the animal contests that they are lobbying against. And I know we will take a lot of calls on that on News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly, news coming up with Tom Puckett at the bottom of the hour. And give it up for Tanner Saunders, who is literally doing the work of five people behind the glass. And we appreciate Tanner. Not that I'm going to give him any money for it, but I'm just saying, maybe Sabres tickets? You want a jersey or something? Anything I can do for you?
We can cross that bridge later, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'll take your stamp of approval for now.
Hey, just the one thing you don't want to do is take my credit card, because bad things happen to people who do that. It is, you've heard the story. It's 428 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly. Thanks very much for being with us. Oh, this is a one-hit wonder band. Also, a phenomenal song. I'm sorry. Can almost see the lines on the mirror now. An emotion. Obsession. Try and get to the lyrics anytime now. It's got a great beat. Sparkles loves it. Next room. You were an obsession. I cannot sleep. I am a possession. Unopened at your feet. Okay, this song showcases the value of a good producer. I don't know who produced this one, but... All right, one hit wonder and emotion, and let's revisit the song Signs. I'd kind of forgotten that Tesla had a big hit with the song we played it's a song you've heard a million times. How many of you knew it was called Signs? Probably most of you, and I'm probably in the dark, but whatever. Tanner, let her rip. You know, and sometimes people do songs that are not big hits for the people who wrote them, but then become big hits for other people. As I recall, I got to look up the song Woodstock by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I think that was one of those songs, but don't quote me on that. I've got to do some research on that. But Leaving on a Jet Plane. Leaving on a Jet Plane. Written by John freaking Denver. John Denver! And others had big hits with it. The Byrds. The Byrds had a whole bunch of songs they ripped off of Bob Dylan. Mr. Tambourine Man, My Back Pages. But nobody's going to call The Byrds or Bob Dylan a one-hit wonder. Come on. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Eric in Holland on WBEN. Eric, hello.
I'm going to take it back to that early 80s. Every skating rink in high school dance, 8675309 Jenny.
Tommy Two-Tone. Oh, this is a classic 80s one-hit wonder. Tanner, you gotta give us a sample of it here. You can pot him down. There we go. Somebody was was telling me that they saw Tommy Two Tone in concert recently, and that was the only song he basically did.
That's pretty much all he had. Like, in the 80s into the 90s, that was, again, like the epitome of the one-hit wonder.
Oh, absolutely. I got to let you go because you're blowing my ears out, frankly, with the headphones on. I think you got your windows open or something. Yeah, Joni Mitchell wrote Woodstock, but Crosby, Stills, and Nash kind of rearranged it, electrified it, and popularized it. And made it a huge, huge hit. Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm at the point where they might as well just give me Ativan for the rest of my life. Just like, he won't be conscious, he won't be in pain, but he'll be alive. Might make for some fine radio. Here is Jay in Amherst, you're on WBEN. Hello. Jay, going once.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, please. One hit wonder.
Could you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. This is Kenny, not Jay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Tanner is a young man, but he's subject to hearing loss and various cognitive issues due to his over-excessive use of drugs.
No, that's cool.
Aspirin,
specifically. Ronnie Dyson.
You got to help me on this one.
If you let me make love to you.
Why don't I know this one? I thought you were going to do Freddie Fender on me, but...
Nope. I'm going to get off that classic rock and all of that. This is more on the R&B side, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not a big R&B guy, but Tanner, let her rip. I'm drawing a blank. Dude, that's a really interesting genre. It's kind of country-ish. It's kind of reggae-ish.
Yeah, it is. Your brother would know that for sure.
Well,
but here, what about Joe Jeffrey?
No, you only get one. You only get one. I'm sorry, Jay. I got to get to some other people. I'm sorry. I don't know every song ever recorded, and for that matter, neither does my brother, although he could probably fake it better than I. Here is Lynn in Elma. One-hit wonders that have stuck with you.
How Do You Do by Mouthin' McLean from about 1972.
Oh, God, yes, yes. Oh, that did you actually like that song? Or are you trying to be abusive of my sensibilities?
No, I love that song. And let me just tell you that if you want to see a real, like, what a drug fest the early 70s were, watch the YouTube video for it. It's hilarious.
Okay, I must confess I have very little interest in illegal drugs at this point in my life, but let that one rip. I remember this one. This was on a K-Tel record, too.
Once I said I wanna shoot, I don't remember why. I often wonder if it's true that you could make me cry. I only know it's long ago you said I love you too, but I got one solution left, we're gonna start anew.
How do you do? I thought why not, na-na-na-na, just me.
Lynn, I just have one question. With the strings in the background, did George Martin or Jeff Lynn produce that one?
You know, I don't know, but Mouth and McLean were actually, I think, Swedish.
Wow.
So I'm going to guess no.
Well, so were ABBA. And look what happened to them, or yeah, those people. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lynn. Great entry, by the way. Great entry into the Festival of One-Hit Wonder Spectaculars. Hugh in Buffalo. Hugh, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show. What do you have for us?
All right. So this show was kind of well-timed out. I do demolition for a living. Today, after tearing down a house, I look down at the ground next to my excavator, and I find a cassette.
No.
Falco 3.
Wait, what was it?
The cassette is titled Falco 3.
Oh, Falco 3.
You know it.
Yes.
Rock Me Amadeus is the first song on it.
And we just happen to have a little sample of it for your listening pleasure. I sent a little sample, and I think that'll suffice. I'm glad that the timing worked out well for you, Hugh.
Oh, it was. And that song was so far ahead of its time, if you listen to the production of it. It easily 5 years early from being bigger.
Was it ahead of its time, or was it contemporary with the sound that was being produced at that time? I will tell you somebody who I thought was ahead of her time, Laurie Anderson, who was actually married to Lou Reed of the Velvet Underground. She put out some stuff that never became like big hits or anything, like Oh Superman. That, to me, is music that is so weird that it's good. But she was married to Lou Reed, so there's that. Thank you very much, Hugh. Great call.
Thank you.
Yep, Falco, Rock Me Amadeus. Remember playing that on the old musical GR. Tom in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
Okay. Talk to me.
Hey Joe by The Leaves.
The Leaves, Hey Joe. I'm lost. Is this the Jimi Hendrix? Was this a remake of Jimi Hendrix, Hey Jew?
Or, no, it wasn't.
Hey Joe.
It was just a song. Hey Joe was the name of it. And the Leaves are out of California.
All right, I need to hear this. I have to get I got to get a sample of it. And don't be offended by my little blooper there. I'm part Sephardic and Ashkenazi, so I think I get away with that one. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey.
No.
Where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Was this a hit? Okay, well, this is a one-hit wonder, but this is a remake of Jimi Hendrix, right? Of course it is. I mean, Jimi Hendrix was the one who wrote this and had a huge hit. I'm sorry, I prefer the Jimi Hendrix version of it. You led me to believe that this was an original, but now I got to make sure that Jimi Hendrix was, in fact, the original author of the song. There are so many bits of music trivia that I simply do not know. Let's go to Doug in Amherst. One-hit wonder song that has stuck with you.
Timothy by The Boys, I believe.
Oh!
71.
Okay, once again, I have thrown up in my mouth just a little bit. One of my brother's bands, like 20 years ago, played this song. I hated it then, I hate it now, and let's have everybody hate it together.
Thank you.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I can't take any more, Doug. I'm sorry. I apologize for my judgmental.
No problem.
But if you like it, that's all that matters. You shouldn't care what I have to say. Thank you very much. Mark on a cell phone, this does not count because that was not a one-hit wonder. That was not a one-hit wonder song. That was a song by a band that had a number of hits, not one-hit wonders by any stretch of the imagination. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is, John in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello, John.
Hi. Harper Valley PTA by Jeannie Riley.
I believe it was Jeannie C. Riley.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a great song. There was also, that was in the same era as Happiest Girl in the Whole USA by, was it Donna Fargo? But let's hear Harper Valley PTA, which actually is kind of a good song. Really is.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife.
I love the guitar in this.
Who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High.
See, if the Brothers Grimm were still together, I'm sure this would be on their set list.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you. John, thank you. Great call. Now, Tanner, I gave you a whole bunch of one-hit wonders to rattle off. You want to rattle them off? We're going to do this topic again. We have to. I love talking about music, especially one-hit wonders. And by the way, one-hit wonders, that's one more hit than I ever had. Flock of Seagulls. A band referenced in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Give us another one, please, Tanner. Oh, I love this song. Dave Loggins. Now, to you, he's a one-hit wonder, but he's a country music songwriting Hall of Fame guy, I think. Come to Boston for the springtime. Oh, I love this song. I'm staying here with some friends. Okay, unfortunately, that's all I have time for. Give us another one. And I think he's cousins or something with Kenny Loggins. Oh! Turning Japanese, but nobody knows who does this song. I do. Do you know who does this song? All right, Eddie Tabone, do not call. I got your picture of me and you. The Vapors. Did I get that right? The Vapors, baby. All right. Thanks a lot. Well, I'm going to bring this topic back in the not-too-distant future. And by the way, in the 1970s, there were at least three songs about onanism that made the charts. And if you don't know what that means, you can look it up. I could use a different word, but I'll say onanism, and you'll get the point. There were three songs I could think of off the top of my head that dealt with, self-pleasuring. I'll put it that way.